Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, seeking the knowledge of Allah, seeking guidance, seeking the closeness of Allah, it is the highest, it is the noble, it is the most exalted blessing, successful thing you can do to yourself or your family in this life and hereafter. When you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said about the people who seek the knowledge, who seek the knowledge of Allah and get closer to Allah, just to be in the road, just to be in the road, just to leave your house going with the intention to seek useful knowledge, you already, Allah prepare a road for you to Jannah. To be sitting in a gathering of remembering of Allah or elevating the name of Allah, it is so high, so exalted. The angel call you by their name, by your name, and the angel do tasbih and istighfar for you. There's a lot of ahadith about this topic. By this way, to go to a place with the intention to seek knowledge or to get closer to Allah or to increase your iman is very high. It is the most highest action you can do to your life, in your life. Just seek it. This was a companion of Rasulullah used to travel for years just to seek one hadith or one understanding. My dear brother and sister in Islam, one of the things I see it every time I come to India, very ugly and a disgrace. Disgrace first to yourself, disgrace to what you're aiming to gain, and is not a sign of respect to the knowledge of Allah, to what you want to gain, to yourself, or to whom you're seeking the knowledge from and the gathering. What is that? To trickle and come in a time you like. This is not acceptable at all in Islam. When you study, the learned person or the scholar sit, okay, and the people who coming to hear him, coming before him, sitting waiting for him, not him coming and sitting waiting for them, is not right. The knowledge do not wait for you. You wait for the knowledge. You make the effort to come on time or early, but not late. My dear brother and sister in Islam, inshallah, please forgive me, but this will be a very, very restricted, okay, implemented. I bear witness to Allah is a joke. You will not do that for a movie. When you go to the movie, you go before, you stand in line, you get refreshment, you prepare yourself, you cannot wait and sit 5-10 minutes before the movie start. Imagine, before the movie start, you're sitting and you prepare yourself. And you never leave unless the movie finished. A movie, a play, is not real. It will be witness against you yawm al-qiyamah. But you have a high respect for a job, for anything, we do the same. But to come to a gathering, may benefit me, dunya and akhirah, I pop in the time I want, I leave in the time I want, always have excuses, and I have no respect to myself, no respect to the person, no respect to the gathering. Just interrupt and leave. Please, those who intend to do that, I'm telling you right away, don't try to make it. You will not be able to enter. You won't come, make sure what time it started, what time it end. You have emergency, unbelievable, somebody will die without you. You're coming and you keep thinking about the meals or about the children. Don't come. You cannot come and sit and say, Allah, I want you. And your heart is so diverted, so occupied by everybody else except Allah. Forget about the speaker. If you value this meeting, if you value what you're gaining, if you claim you're coming only for Allah, to elevate the deen of Allah in your heart, to increase your iman and get closer to Allah, meaning this is the most valuable things you ever can do to your life. In this case, you come early, you sit down, you try to be in a state of wudu if possible, you make dua, you make dhikr, and you beg Allah to give you. And you make dua for yourself, for the speaker, for the gathering, for everybody. And sit with humble and humility, waiting for Allah to give you. If you can come with this attitude, with this intention, with this manner, come. But if you're going to trickle, little by little, and coming the time you like, pop it the time you like, you leave the time you like, no. Don't come. You will not be allowed to enter. Make it straightforward. Don't do it. I don't care who you are, what's your name, no. You do not value, I do not value you. Very simple. Okay? If you do not value a gathering, don't come. Don't try to come. Don't. I don't need you. Okay? Go to the movie. Go to someplace else. You value. Extremely important. I'm not going to accept it. Period. Okay? Respect yourself. Respect what you're trying to gain. Respect the gathering. Okay? Don't come interruption before you come or the time you come. Interruption in the time of leaving. Don't. Go someplace else, please. Go value the place and time you like. I'm telling you, no exception. The only exception, if you have emergency, if you have a situation abnormal. And don't tell me this will be happening every day. No way. No way. I have people, I know them for years. Same. They pop the time they come, they like, and they disappear the time they like. And they call this love of Allah and love of the person and respect. No, don't come. Basic adab should be implemented. If your time is so precious or your time is so busy, you cannot sit down for 3-4 hours for sabilillah and you cannot make it, don't make it. Don't worry about it. Don't make it. It's between you and Allah, not me. It's your business. You see, we can travel, we can go here, we can go there, we can set priority to whatever we want. And when something coming for sabilillah, it might benefit me, dunya and akhirah, and change my life, I have no time, the maid is coming, the children need to be eaten, astaghfirullah al-azim. All this stuff, forgive me. You do not know how to seek knowledge. Don't come. Okay, inshallah, please. I'm straightforward. Don't even think about it. Okay? You have to come early, okay, before the start, not after. Okay? It's up to you. I'm telling you right away, don't disgrace yourself. I'm not going to allow people to come and trickle. No, not this time. I'm getting old for that. I give you plenty of let it go, but no more. No more. Even if I have nobody in the front of me, I don't care. I want somebody to sit and really want value this meeting. If you don't value the meeting, don't come. I'm repeating it, don't come. Okay, inshallah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to value the gathering, to elevate the name of Allah, to get closer to Allah, to seek the knowledge, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to how much you value, how much you cherish a place and a time, you will do the utmost. And this, by the way, this is my message to all of you. You want to know how much you will really gain? I can tell you right away. You will gain according to the status of your heart, not the speaker. You will gain about how much you value this person, how much you're sitting with humble, how much you sacrifice your time and money to come and sit. When this happened, you mean it. You mean it. But if you do not do that, you do not mean it. Okay, inshallah. For vacation, we plan. For a wedding, we plan. For this, we plan. And this we cannot plan even one day, half a day. Come on. I'm not going to accept this nonsense. Meaning the person is a liar. His intention is a liar. Because if I value a meeting, and I value the time to spend with this person and this meeting, I will do my utmost to make sure I will be ahead of time, sitting with dhikr and dua, making wudu, make two rak'ah to Allah, beg Allah to give me, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alter and let the speaker to say what is good for me, dunya and akhirah. Again, we're seeking from Allah, not from a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have adab, ikhlas, in the way we're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.